Hello.
Hello, this is Tirsa giving you a call back with Crafty Video Membership. Can you please provide me with your email address?
Yes, actually, I'm calling for the email for my mother's account. She lives in Spain. Her email is lowercase m f g u i l l a u M-E-T at gmail.com.
Can you verify the address that's on the account?
544 Wava Drive, Mount Washington, Kentucky.
And I do see
40047.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I do see that you are a premium member. How can I assist you today?
Yes. Her account has been pretty complicated with the transition from Blueprint to Craftsy.
Mm-hmm.
And she's kind of has a more unusual situation than the majority of members. I'm also a member. My mother and I have been members since Craftsy started. And when the transition occurred to Craftsy, there somehow, and she did not do this, but somehow there was another account created for her. And it's not anything that she did. And so she has an old account and a new account. And it's kind of complicated to explain, but I called a bunch of times on this in September. So on her old account, she got an email a few weeks ago that she was going to be charged for her yearly membership on February 15th for $69.99. And I can give you her old account number if you would like.
Okay, give me just a second.
Yeah, hers is a pretty complicated.
Okay, do you know the other email?
So they're both showing up under the same email.
Okay, give me just
okay. But she has two usernames, and she did not create these. So
okay,
I do have an
second.
Old username. That's fine. That's fine.
Spell
Take
her. Spell the last name for me.
Okay, it's pronounced Guillemet, but it's spelled G-U-I. L L A U M E T Guillemet.
Okay.
Okay.
And what is the order number or customer number for the second one?
She cannot see her new account customer number. She can only see her old one. And it's just been so confusing. So her old number is 450-836. And I can give you her old username.
Okay, one second.
Okay.
Okay, so the account that I'm pulling up from all of this information is only one account. There's not two accounts. It's showing customer number 2540285. I don't see anything old.
Right.
I typed
but she
in
has
the
one.
Old number.
Right.
But
here's
under the
that's
old.
The biggest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So here's the biggest problem. If I can explain the whole thing before you. So basically, she never created a new account. Okay. We've had the same account. She's had the same account since like 2012. She has 100, she owns 133 classes, okay? And her subscription was supposed to end, like when she had Blueprint, her subscription, her annual one, was due to expire April 14th of 2021, okay? And then when all this happened with the takeover, she went to log in under her email and password, and all of a sudden, a new account showed up. And she thought, what is this? And her new username is capital M Mary Guillemette, but her old username was always capital M Francis Guillemette.
Okay, so I'm not sure what's going on. I don't see two accounts, but when I log into this account now, I see 133 classes.
Yes, right. And so her biggest concern is, so she's under her new account, she has no order history, no previous order history whatsoever. And on October 22nd, I called multiple times. And on October 22nd, what we ended up doing is I paid the, you guys had an offer for $249 for a membership, for a yearly membership. And I went ahead and got that for her. And I did the same thing for mine. Okay. But now she's getting an email that's saying on the old account, she's going to be charged $69.99 on February 15th.
Okay. So it's not a old account. I do see here on this account where, let me see, September, November.
Yeah, do you 20th. Show where...
Uh-huh. It was a free 45-day Crafty membership. And then on the 22nd of November. This is October. Yes, ma'am.
Right. That's when I called. I called and I paid the $249.
Yes, ma'am.
Because
you paid
$249. Yeah, none of us actually realized when we clicked back on Crafty, when you guys took over, as soon as we logged in, it gave every member, at least mine and my mother's, it gave us a free 45-day trial. Mm-hmm. But we've already had annual memberships. And so we're like, well, what was that? We didn't want that. But anyway, it came automatically as soon as we logged into our account. So my yearly membership was actually due in October. So I went ahead and signed up for the $249. Because mine was due anyway. But her subscription was supposed to last until April 14th of 2021, like this coming April. And she thought, well, great. I've already lost like 6 months or more of membership. But she was willing to go ahead and take the offer of $249 because she wasn't able to access her old account. And so she thought, well, great. What do I do? So what she's afraid of is on this new account, what she's afraid of is that she can't, right now she can view her classes, okay, but she has no history, so she's afraid that somehow this old account, if she doesn't renew the membership, that her classes are going to disappear.
And that's not, because if she purchased those 133 classes, she will still have access to every last one of those classes. Even if she don't purchase another membership, you can still log in with your email and password and still have access to all the classes that you purchased.
That's good. That's good to know. So then do you have any explanation, or could you find out why she has two accounts and now she has two usernames?
Because I don't have two accounts.
Yeah.
Okay, what is that email?
Her emails are the same. They never changed. And
okay,
she never changed them. But her usernames are different. And when Crafty took over, she went to log in and she thought, why is my username different now? Because she never changed.
I just think maybe, I have no idea. Because it's only showing.
Problem. Right. And we don't know how to get to her old account. And she's getting emails stating that she's going to be charged on February 15th, the annual membership of $69.99 on her credit card. And she does not want that. But she can't access her old account to cancel the credit card.
And this membership, it expires October the 22nd.
Right. Right. But technically, her membership back from Blueprint was not supposed to expire you know, from her old account until April.
That's the thing.
So it's a mess.
When we transferred and over from Blueprint back to Crafty, a lot of things has changed.
Oh, yeah. I know.
So
I
if she do get charged, it will be to this account, but it will show Blueprint. It will show Braintree. And then it will show Braintree, meaning that come from Blueprint. And we can issue a refund.
Is there any way to avoid that and just cancel the card
on
that account?
That's the thing. Okay. What is the last four digits of the card number?
I don't have that on me right now because it's her card and we can't access. Let me FaceTime her real quick. Is that okay? Because she's in Europe. And okay. Because we have no way of getting in there to avoid that. And it's complicated in Europe when you don't just get a quick issue. I mean, this could go on for months. So she's wanting to just cancel that card out of that old account. And now you're saying you can't access it. She can't access it. So how do we get that charge from going through on the 15th is what we'd like. Mom, could you tell me the last four digits? I'm on the phone with Crassie. Can you tell me the last four digits of the credit card that you had on your old account? They need that because they're not.
I think it's 7022. No, ma'am. What about 0127?
Okay, that's my, 0127, that is my debit card.
Okay, so that could be the thing. That's where the charge could possibly be going to come from. What is your email?
My email is lowercase Jessica, Jessica, dot Phelps, and that's Phelps. 75@gmail.com. And when I went ahead and signed her up for the October 22nd membership for the $249, I put my credit card on her account. But on the email that she got a couple weeks ago, it's still showing her credit card.
Okay, so on her, okay. What I see on my end, on both of you guys' account, is the same exact credit card. Ending in last four digits, 0127, expiration date 2/23.
Yes.
Now.
And that's because charge, I paid for both of them.
Okay, so did you gift a membership?
So I gifted her a membership last year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I did gift her a membership, and it was supposed to last till April 14th. So, but she never deleted her credit card. What was yours? A Visa?
You can't delete it.
Oh, okay.
It was a Visa, but it never let me. I couldn't get into it.
Okay, I know.
Okay,
I know.
You can't delete a credit card. The only thing you can allow it to do is to wait. You can opt out of automatic renewal so that you won't be automatically charged. Once your membership ends, that credit card will go off file. And you won't be charged.
Okay.
And then it will give you the option to update your credit card, your billing information. And then that way you can go in and add a new card. But I don't see anything dealing with a second account. I only see your account and I only see her account. That's it.
Okay. Yeah. And there was something really messed up with this. So you're saying that if we do get an email, it's going to come from Braintree?
It's going to come from Crafty, but it should say like Braintree or something like that. It would be either Braintree or Blueprint. But either or, if it's Braintree, we can submit a refund. If you double charge, it will show up on our end.
Okay. So there's no way on it.
There's no way I could stop it because I don't see it.
Okay. And of course, she can't go into her old account either to automatically cancel the auto renew because she can't access her old account.
If she knew, as you were telling me, it's the same email, I could have went in and stopped it on my end. But
the same
email is not showing up.
Uh-huh.
It's not showing up two separate accounts. It would have showed up two separate accounts, but I only see one. Under that email. So okay. there's no way that I can stop it.
And, right. And she never did any of this. That's the strange thing is this, none of this, she didn't do it. She didn't go in and create another account. She didn't change her username. She didn't change anything. And when she got on, she's like, why do I have this new account? You know, so that's very strange. Because when I signed up for mine, like, I mean, when Craftsy took over again, mine stayed the same. I didn't have any changes. I was able to get on, see all my stuff. And then from the first day she tried to log on, she couldn't see her classes. She couldn't see her order history. She couldn't see anything. So something happened. And then she, and then somehow she was issued a new username under the same email. And now she can't even see her new account, but you're saying it's 2540285?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That is so strange. I don't know what on earth, because she didn't do any of this, or, and I didn't either. Okay, so I guess the only way to deal with this is wait and see if she gets an email confirmation, and I'll see whether my credit card was charged or hers, and then I call you back, and then you are able to issue a refund, correct?
Yes, ma'am. If I see it, I can issue a refund.
Okay. So what would happen in the case that she's charged on her credit card, which you're not able to see, and then you can't issue the refund?
Where you have to. You can only reach out to your bank and have them to stop the funds.
Okay. To stop it. Okay. Got it. Okay.
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 Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Nope. That makes sense. Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for contacting Craftsy. You have a wonderful day.
Yeah. Yeah. On the bank, will it come through as Craftsy, you think?
It will say something dealing with either or. I think it will be Craftsy. It will say Craftsy.com.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
You have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.